Hey there, it's me, Logan, again, for another episode of A Day in the Life. I missed yesterday because I was somewhere, and I completely forgot because I was having so much fun. So I'm going to make an episode today for Make Up for Yesterday. Alright, so, yesterday, I went to my aunt's house, and I went and saw a movie, played some board games. We had a lot of fun. Stayed up till like 1 in the morning, eating ice cream sundaes and drinking Coke. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And today, I got a fishy. We call them Bessie because it's usually what people call cows. And this fish looks like a cow. Like, not his shape, but, like, he is white with black polka dots. Anyway, enough about my life. So, I am going to review a few games. The first one is Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vanguard. That was the best game ever. Like, almost as good as Call of Duty Zombies. I still think it's better. Man, I am like, I can't stop playing it. I mean, it's like one of the first games where it's a first-person shooter and you still get to command your own little army. Yeah. Anyway, I am really surprised by this. It's a first-person shooter. It's kind of recommended to go through the whole tutorial when you play it through the first time. For its price, it's worth it. It's actually, I think, to tell you the truth, underpriced. I don't really have much other game. I guess I'll discuss with the new Pocket God update. They just recently came out with Pocket God Challenge of the Gods update. You know, the update's pretty good. I love doing the challenges, and it's a lot of fun. I'll do another one, Traffic Rush. I think I already did that one. Anyway, I'll just do it again. Traffic Rush. That game is probably another one of the most addicting. You're basically an eye in the sky game where you have to direct cars, or with the new update, trains, without crashing them into the other one. Now, how hard is this? The train one is harder than the car, actually, to tell you the truth. I think the car is the easy setting, and train is for advanced beginners. Let's say that. It's not hard. It's for advanced beginners. But it's definitely not for someone who wants to play it for the first time. It's actually kind of easy, too, because of all the mini-games that give you bonus points. My high score, like, barely break the 100 range. But, you know, it's still good, I guess. Well, before I go, I also want to say my iPod had, like, my earbuds broke. And I got really ticked off because I thought I was going to have to pay $40 for a new pair. And then when I went to my Aunt Sue, she said she had 3 pairs and one of them didn't fit her. And I got these pair, and I saw this little rectangle on my other pair. And it had a little, but this one had a little plus and minus on it. So I asked her what it was, and she said it was a volume switch. I was like, oh, I never knew that. And then, so I tried it on my other earbuds, and it worked. So I'm pretty surprised. I'm really recommending them. They're like $20 to $30, depending on where you get them. I'm running out of time, so this is Logan Welch, and thank you for listening to A Day in the Life.